Radio St. Pete film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Bill and Ted Face the Music.
When you are a teenager and into your 20s, you have all the time in the world to be great. You are destined for greatness. The future is so bright, put on your sunshades already. For Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, they even had a time-traveling future man ride a phone booth all the way back to 1989 to tell them how great they were going to be. But what happens when life moves on? You get married, have a kid, and sign on for a mortgage. All of a sudden, your greatness balance is due, and you procrastinated. Bill and Ted were supposed to write the song which would unite the world. Instead, they're experimenting with theremin solos and are one step removed from leisure suits and lounge acts. It's been 29 years since the Wild Stallions went on their bogus journey, and even longer since they influenced an entire generation's slang with their excellent adventure. Time moved on, but life didn't turn out exactly how Bill, played by Alex Winter, and Ted, played by Keanu Reeves, imagined. Threatened with the collapse of reality, and time and space ceasing to exist, the bodacious duo have about an hour and a half to write the world-uniting song. No pressure. They'll just hop in their trusty phone booth time machine and go steal the song from their future selves. Yet look past all the dudes and excellence, and you'll notice Bill and Ted are about to confront a gnarly midlife crisis. Most heinous indeed. What do you do if you meet your future self, but don't like what you see? Perhaps you started drinking. Maybe your wife split. Confronted with troubling future images may make you want to make better choices in the present. And writers Chris Matheson and Ed Solomon, who also wrote the first two installments, wisely avoid any discussions of inevitability and determinism. The time machine is a consequence mirror. It offers self-discovery and perhaps even self-correction. In the hypotheticals, folks always imagine when they would travel back to in the past, and guess who they would like to meet. A wiser choice may be to skip ahead into the near future, to check in on if the moves you make today pan out for you. Bill and Ted Face the Music hops on the never-ending nostalgia wave of sequels a bit past their due date. On the not-so-populated end, where it all works, is fare like Blade Runner 2049. On the more crowded end of the spectrum are some Jurassic Park and Pirates of the Caribbean sequels. Seeing the phone booth time machine again and watching Bill and Ted try to sort it all out is comforting, if a bit sluggish. Everyone has kids now, even departed Rufus, but they're more plot movers. The pair is also in couples therapy with their historical babe princesses from the first film. But their subplot doesn't come close to holding water if you start to pick it apart. You may want to brush up on the first films, since multiple references, characters, and events come back. If you are unfamiliar with the pair's relationship with death, that section will complicate your very understanding of this not-so-complex movie. The franchise may sport the same writers for each script, but each installment has a different director. Dean Pariseau was a shrewd pick here, since his Galaxy Quest is now a cult classic and mocks a particular cultural subset like Bill and Ted films do. Sure, the new Bill and Ted has some pacing issues, and watching 55-year-old Bill and Ted isn't as fun as their earlier incarnations. But could there be a better message to leave us with in this most non-bodacious of years? Be excellent to each other, and party on, dudes. That is why I give Bill and Ted Face the Music 2.5 out of 4 stars.
RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.